With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. The Veterans Administration's handling of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout took center stage at two separate events this week, one in Montana and the other on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Edward O'Brien reports.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs held a hearing Wednesday to update Congress on the massive effort to vaccinate the nation's veterans. Dr. Richard Stone, the VA's acting undersecretary for health, told committee chair Montana Senator John Tester that the VA's allotment gets a huge bump, doubling next week.
I'm quite pleased, sir, that we just received a call before we came over here that we will next week receive almost 600,000 doses.
That's good. That's really good.
Tester's been pressing the Biden administration to allocate more doses of COVID-19 vaccine for the VA. He calls it an obligation and a, quote, cost of war, end quote. More than 11% of the adult population in Montana are veterans, according to 2017 data from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. As demand for the vaccine continues to outstrip supply, Montana's congressional delegation and Governor Greg Gianforte have called for more doses to come to Montana. The VA says it's making a full-court press to vaccinate as many eligible high-risk veterans as possible. VA staff are calling vets to schedule appointments and answer questions and delay any vaccine-related concerns. While some veterans have said they're confused about the vaccine distribution process, Undersecretary Stone says the proactive approach is paying big dividends around the country. For example, he says among
enrolled veterans over age 75, the group currently prioritized for vaccination, 25% of white, 28% of Hispanic, and 30% of Black veterans have been vaccinated.
Stone told committee members Wednesday that vaccine hesitancy is more common in rural America than in communities of color. Dr. Jane Kim leads VA's National COVID Vaccine Planning Team. Kim says vets appreciate and respond to science-based one-on-one conversations. She says VA healthcare providers are putting in long hours and lots of phone calls to speak directly with their rural patients.
There really is no substitute for the hard work of calling somebody and having a conversation with them, and it is 100% worth it. When you can talk to one person and they figure out that they do want to get vaccinated, they tell their family, they tell other veterans, they tell their coworkers.
VA is also using virtual town halls to provide updates about COVID vaccines. In fact, the Montana VA healthcare system held one of these online events Thursday evening.
We'd all like to start off by thanking you for your service and thanking you for remaining engaged with your healthcare teams throughout the pandemic.
That's Montana VA healthcare system executive director Dr. Judy Heyman. Heyman and several colleagues fielded questions from Montana vets that specifically focused on COVID-19 vaccines and distribution. The live, rapid-paced online Q&A session drew over 2,500 participants. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective and were evaluated in tens of thousands of participants in clinical trials. But one caller from Missoula expressed skepticism about the vaccines.
Been doing a lot of research on this one. It's got some pretty shady origins out of China.
Montana VA Healthcare's Chief of Staff, Dr. J.P. Maganito, responded by saying the vaccines have been fully tested, evaluated, and shown to be effective. He added the data also shows the vaccine's known and potential benefits outweigh any potential risks. Another participant wanted to know if the COVID vaccines affect diabetics' sugar levels. Again, J.P. Maganito.
Oh, that's a good question. It really doesn't. Again, all it does is create an antibody against that spike protein so that if you are exposed to the COVID disease, it immediately attacks and keeps it away from your body.
Someone else wanted to know if the VA is going to require the COVID vaccine for veterans and wondered if there will be any repercussions for those who don't want one. Well, that's an easy one. Dr. Judy Heyman.
No and no.
But VA health officials strongly encourage veterans get vaccinated when it's their turn. This week marked a somber milestone of 500,000 American lives lost to COVID-19. VA health officials say nationally over 10,000 of those deaths were veterans and 131 were VA employees. Montana VA healthcare officials tell Montana Public Radio they're aware of at least 39 Montana veterans who lost their lives to COVID-19. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.